Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas. And this is our podcast.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
We're off!
Woo! Hello!
Hello!
Ladies.
And gentlemen. This is take 3.
Million.
Because we've just had a bloody circus show in the... Me and Anna went hysterical, then Anna managed to flip a spoon, so the spoon pirouetted, and then went on the floor, then we lost the spoon, and then we found a spoon, but it was a different spoon.
So it's very exciting, I still can't process it.
Because then we left the kitchen, and then I looked at your tea, and it had a little spoon in it, so then in my head, that little spoon's fallen on the floor, got into your tea.
Oh my lord.
From the next room.
What, crawled in like a slug?
No, just through time and space.
I was going to say osmosis, but that doesn't feel like the right word.
Yeah, it does.
Through osmosis.
Yeah.
I'm still processing it. It was a lot, like in a few seconds. And I dropped it. It was twice the spoon hit the floor, because I picked it up and then dropped it again. And it went flying. And I still don't know how it went flying in the first place, because I don't know why.
Oh, you knocked it, because it was on the edge of the washing up bowl.
And then just
and you must have
it.
Yeah, you flapped it, and then it span up and span down.
Like a tornado, but only when it comes to spoons.
Only.
You say that too knowingly.
Oh, so, and then, because we started it, another podcast, as in this one, not...
We're doing another one.
and then we had to stop it because I needed the toilet.
It's never ended. And you know what? I feel vaguely like I need a toilet.
Oh, no.
But you know what? I'm going to hold.
Probably because these rancid gone-off biscuits.
I know. I've been eating the... There was... So Harry's got, like, a box of biscuits. And,
like, a box of rancid biscuits.
But they're, like, various ones. So
train
gone,
biscuits.
The little biscuits that come in little packets on train and that. And they, like... Some of them I know are too soft and it probably won't go in a tea. But this, the chocolate ones have been safe so far. Today I have been let down. I've been betrayed. I bit into it and it took far too many bites for me to be like, I'm not going to keep pursuing this.
Because you got distracted by the chocolate.
Exactly.
And then was like, wait a minute, this tastes also earthy.
Exactly, because I'm used to eating stuff past its best before date, but this one it just felt... Like it was growing into a new thing. Like, you know what I mean?
And especially because you know the taste of what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I had another one earlier today, so yeah. And that one grand. This one, I thought it was going to crawl into my mouth.
If I trust this room, because I had a whisper the other day that perfectly.
I'm imagining literally.
Hello. I used to love playing Chinese whispers.
Same, I was awful at it.
No, were you?
Yeah.
Well, I probably was. Well, my ears.
What did you think you were good at it? Though?
Well, that's why it's great.
Well, exactly. So if you're bad at it, you're good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's boring when it goes round and it's...
Yeah, and someone gets it verbatim.
Exactly. It's like, what's the point of you?
If I did hear it, I'd fucking change it into something mental.
Well, like gossip about someone else.
Yeah, like if someone... I'd be like, Jemima's a whore. No.
Into Jemima's ear and looking back at the person said before you, like, how dare you? She's right here.
What's the Chinese about it?
What?
Why is it Chinese whispers?
I forgot Chinese whispers was a thing though. I was like, what? Like, I don't know. Yeah, Chinese. I don't know. Do Do they whisper more in China? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like Chinese finger traps.
Yeah. Oh, they terrify me. We've all been there. You put your fingers in both sides. You get cocky, forgetting that to get out of it, you need to push together, isn't it?
I always think of it as if a man got his nose stuck in his foreskin.
His nose stuck in his foreskin?
Yeah, like a Chinese finger trap. And then he would just be... just a constant circle.
Like a donut of a thing.
Just constantly just rolling about.
Oh, gosh. I'd pay to see that. Where would they wee?
Oh, I don't make the rules.
Just enforce them.
Oh. Oh. Didn't think of that, really.
What would Welsh whispers be?
With lots of owls.
Just static TV.
Yeah. Do you know any of the Welsh language?
I do a little bit. I can't speak it fluently, but I did it like GCSE and A level. And just being in Wales, you pick up bits because it's on the signs and all that. But no, I've tried doing it on Duolingo though, to like try and remember, because obviously I lived in England for years. I'm going on Duolingo to try and refresh and like get back to basic conversational Welsh, because I'd love to do a set in Welsh one day, just YOLO.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. But like,
do you know Welsh?
Well, I said it, and in my head I was like, it is a Welsh name as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I...
YOLO Ono.
Oh, like, YOLO Ono. But it's like, I...
No, YOLO Oka.
Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono. But there's a, like, I think it's an adventurer person called YOLO or something. I-O...
A bench. L-O.
Adventurer person. Oh. A bench called YOLO. But like, I try to do Duolingo to, like, learn Welsh again, like, relearn bits. And what the first things it does is like, you know, like in other ones, it'd be like a French one, I don't know, hello, what's a French name? Claude?
Mm.
Hello, Claude, how are you? Da, da, da. The Welsh one is hello, dragon.
Like, I love that.
Yeah, you know,
it's you, and does it have does it have like cartoons, dragons?
Not that I remember, it'd just be like, maybe I can't remember.
Hello, dragon.
I just remember it being like, how are you, dragon? Like,
that's lovely.
Sut wyt ti, wraig?
So what's with a wraig?
A wraig.
Is dragon?
Yeah.
Wraig.
Draig.
Draig.
And then draicoch is red dragon.
Draicoch.
Draicoch, yeah, is red dragon.
Ah, I bit my tongue. Draicoch.
Draicoch. Draicoch.
Makes me want to retch that.
Cough.
Yeah.
Without the back.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, what, do we not hear in it? But...
No, doing it makes me feel sick.
Very cough.
It's like, did you ever see when I did the bishop?
The bishop?
Yeah, no. Where I was a bishop. I used to dress up as a bishop.
Oh, did I? I feel like I'd remember that part of your life. When did this happen?
Lockdown. And I was this very, very Cornish bishop.
This was not that long ago. You'd think I would have noticed you being a bishop.
But, and I'd interview people.
Like the Vicar of Dibley?
No. So it was Bishop Baskin, as in shark. But I did the...
Where did I miss this?
But the voice made me... I would start retching in it. And then I had to retire my cloch.
Cloch. Wait, were you doing it
what
like
their
a...
their outfits called? Clockens?
Clockens? What, are you doing a Cornish accent?
No, the accent of the bishop.
But what? Where's the bishop from?
But it made me ill. And, yeah, and the person that of John that was, like producing it had to like stop it and edit out me because he
gagging on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it? Can I have a bit of a taste of it? Not the gag, but the accent.
No, because I'll be sick.
One word.
I did. I just did it.
Baskin.
As in shark.
As in shark.
Because I do it prop.
I'm trying to get which part of your throat you're using. Baskin, so as in like, shark.
As in shark.
Like oh, it's just a bit like... very guttural.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I get you now. It is very back of your throat.
It is. And then because I have to do the whole thing like that.
Oh, and you're basically like pushing...
Mm.
your throat together. Not good.
When was the last time we went to the seaside?
I don't know if you've ever sounded more Cornish to me. You've sounded more Cornish then than you do when you're doing your basking shark. When is the last time you went to the seaside?
When was the last time you went to the seaside?
I don't know. Oh, I was in Llandudno the other day. No, was it Llandudno?
North Wales?
Is that... Was it Llandudno? Maybe it's Llan something. And it, like...
That's North Wales. That's right next to the seaside, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, so it must have been Llandudno.
Silky's gig.
No, Little Wonder.
Ah!
It's lovely. But I didn't see the seaside, but I felt it.
Did you smell it?
Vaguely. But I just... You know when you're near it and the sea
yeah,
goes...
Yeah, the air's different.
And the sea... Doesn't the sky feel bigger?
Mm. Yeah, it does, actually.
When you're near the seaside. Yeah.
Sparse. Feels like you're upside down could be you're above.
Exactly.
You're down below could be you're above.
Hey. Look, but I didn't even see the sea.
That's sad. You should always see the sea.
Well, exactly. I couldn't figure out how to get to the other side. When did you get to the sea? When did you get to the sea?
When did I last go to the seaside? Real.
Real? Oh, fair play. You know what? There's a cracking one. Very pebbly, though, if I'm remembering correctly.
No.
It's not.
No.
I should remember I was sat on a wall wearing...
Well, that's the problem. You're not sitting on the beach.
Yeah.
You're sat on a wall.
I'm made of stones.
It's very wally.
A lot of stones on this beach, and it's literally just sat on a brick wall.
Oh, yeah. Well, from your neck of the woods, South Wales, is it fine sand?
Yeah, it's lovely.
That's like Cornwall.
It's lush, isn't it? Like, oh, I do miss the beaches. Right? Do you miss the Cornish beaches and like?
Well, yeah, because they're like almost tropical.
It's lush, isn't it?
Like, cause when we took the kids down to Cornwall, although the fucking journey with the kids on a hot day.
Oh gosh.
It was a bloody nightmare.
And all then of we squished in the car.
Oh yeah, and then we went to a service station, and then I just... So then we got food, and the kids were excited because they'd never had a Burger King before.
Oh.
And then they're like, you sit there, we sit there. They didn't want to sit on the same table as us.
Oh.
And then we get ready to go in the car, and the youngest is just covered head to toe in ketchup. This is like a daily occurrence. And then I had, because I was driving, and it was just such a long... Because you have to... That's the problem with going to Cornwall, is... You have to. Say if you were going to go to Cornwall for 4 days, two of those days is driving.
Yeah,
there and then back. Because it's just so long. You're talking 6-7 hours.
Yeah.
More with stops, which you're obviously going to have. So then when it got to the bottom of just these... Oh, the kids are just always... These songs are dead. They always get... Yeah, dead this is. Yeah, Harriet, your playlist is dead. And I take deeply offence to that.
I viewed your playlist very lively.
Thank you.
And a lot Nobody of life
heard
to it.
My playlist.
You drove me home, like...
Yes, there's something for everybody.
Exactly.
Although you did keep telling me to turn it down a bit.
Yeah.
So maybe you had a problem with my playlist.
Awful. So it's like with the volume's on one, and I'm like, I can't hear a word you're saying, Harriet. Can you turn it down?
But maybe, isn't it? Because I've maybe got it on a bit loud.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't hear anything. And I'm like,
well, that is fair. But then, so we were driving down, and then we went. Where were we? I think we were approaching Devonshire, and I had an absolute meltdown because someone threw. So I was wearing light jeans, and I only had
like a light wash, like stone wash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I only had, this was the, because they still take the mick out of me to this day, saying that I overreacted, but we were going through like, say 5 days, and I only had one pair of trousers, maybe two actually, but that's not many for that many days.
No.
And then
if
someone...
You shit yourself, you're done for though.
Well, some rat bag had thrown a Skittle that had landed underneath my bottom. And then, because it was such a hot day...
Oh, no.
I was like, Skittles, the colour's gonna... But then I was like... And I just lost my shit.
What, did it mark your trousers?
Well, no, as it happened.
And so...
But I made a whole thing. I pulled over on the side of the motorway... and Aww. Was shouting at everybody because no one would own up to their
guilt.
But then, like, now I'm saying it was, you know, I did overreact, but this was like 6 hours driving with these people that are just so ungrateful and covered in ketchup and just being such a nightmare.
Throwing Skittles.
Yeah, and say, my playlist is dead. What?
The audacity. You could be a DJ if you wanted to. Thank you. You should know that.
Yeah. And they'll say that, like, say if I've got a song from 2010, they'll say that I've got an old pensioner playlist.
And don't get them you right now.
Well, they weren't even born. They were born. So the oldest was born 2008.
That's illegal. That's illegal.
Well, it's just what makes them children, Anna.
2008? Absolutely not. Is it? When's the cut-off point? When are we going to stop having people younger than me? That's not on. 2008? I'd moved schools at that point. I'd already been in one secondary school and moved to another. Well, what was I doing?
Well, the one of the
I was wearing fake tan by that point. Sorry.
Oh, God. I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that. Is that what you judge things on? Whether you were or not wearing fake tan?
I mean, it wasn't even proper fake tan. It was a gradual one.
Imagine you were six going, see you later, Mum, I'm off for a spray tan.
Off to the beds, got my newspaper. Can you use a news? I've never actually used a tan in bed.
I had.
What is it, terrifying?
No.
Is it not? No. Final Destination.
Oh, do you always, whenever you're on the motorway and there's a lorry with things,
logs and that always, in the back.
Yeah.
They never
look safe, do they?
No, they never look like they're harnessed down by anything.
No.
Same with most, like, not lorries, but like,
those ones that have got cars on them terrify me as well.
Yeah.
They always just look like they're just wobbling along.
It just takes one little pebble flicking the car in the wrong way.
Oh my God. Alice, mm-hmm. who edits this, she, we were coming back from Cornwall once and a lorry in front of us, Alice was driving, a lorry in front of us, a whole, but correct us if I'm wrong. Well, no, correct, Anna, because I'm telling her for the first time. Did you say hello, Anna? Did you say hello, Anna?
Hello, Alice. Hello there. If you have the same, it feels really weird saying your own name.
Yeah.
Anna.
But you said it weird. You said your own name weird.
Anna.
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 There should be someone in uni that would go down the corridor saying it, Anna. Like that. It's like, I guess because I don't say it often.
No.
Apparently I say it like that. But yeah. What happens? A bunchery guy jumped out of what came from the...
I lived with this Greek girl and she used to just call me... She used to go, Harry! Harry! And she'd be like, walking down. She's very, very heavy footed as well, so I would feel like the floor shaking.
Intimidated.
Like Jurassic Park.
Harry!
what was the point to
like
this?
Like a rugby player.
Oh, Harry. Yeah. Oh, then don't start doing the haka.
Yeah, it sounds like they're about to pass you the ball and try to get your attention. All right.
So a lorry was in front of us and a pane of glass fell off it. And then Alice just kept her composure.
Oh, you're lucky.
And it
when...
just went... and then smashed around us.
Oh, my God. Fair play, Alice, because... Harriet, if that was me driving, we wouldn't be here now.
Oh, dear.
I would have swerved the shit out of that. Would you not?
If you were on the motorway...
He'd panic. Yeah, if there were cars either side, but I still don't know what I'd do. If there's glass coming straight at me.
Well, there's no way you can foresee your
future.
You never know truly how you're going to respond in this. Like, because people could say, "Oh, if a load of ninjas come out of a bush and started firing their ninja stars at me, I in an instant would use my 1-inch punch." But you never know when it happens.
1-inch punch.
Yeah.
Sounds like a whore punch.
The youngest come home from school the other day, and he goes, oh my god, look at this. And like, my friend, he's so funny. He gave me this and it was a stapler.
And it was like, so vintage.
And he goes, oh, and I was just thinking about it all day and laughing. And I was like, well, he's just giving you stationery from the school. You could have just gone, well, this is clearly the school's.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave it at school. And he was like, no, he gave it to me. And I was like,
a stapler?
Yeah. And then now everything's just stapled.
My love. Is a stapler's, like, to them, like our typewriters?
What? Yeah, he's written his Bear new with novel me. On a stapler. He's just got staples in his head going.
But like, written out a whole thing in staples. Like, well, no!
Oh, like Braille.
Yeah!
Oh, that's it. Oh, it's one of my things that just like stapling you, like, because it would be just so horrible to get it out because it curls
what,
up.
What, staple your finger?
Or staple your whatever.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, God. Yeah, because it'd latch in.
Yeah.
Like a hook.
Yeah.
But two hooks.
Yeah.
Oh, I've stood in lots of staple things before, but it's not been like a stapler, so it's just been a little, you know, when there's still like a C shape.
Oh, yeah. That's, oh, so you stood nice. And it's facing up?
Yeah. Many a moment.
Like in...
many a time.
What's that film with, where they're quiet?
Quiet Place?
Yeah.
She put it in the title, honestly.
Yeah, you know that bit where he stands on the nail at the end?
What's that film with Shrek? What's it called?
You know that Shrek-y film? What's
it? I've not seen The Quiet Place.
Oh, you know what it was.
Oh, so he stands in something quiet. No, he stands in something crumpled.
They just spent the whole show standing on quiet things, like bubbles.
Yeah, like
bubbles and little bushes.
Marshmallows.
Yeah. No, but this is a fucking nail at the end.
And he can't scream.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd die. I'd be got.
Oh, on the staple, you'd have a tricky time.
Exactly. And I can't be quiet in normal circumstances. So, in like, when I workshops and stuff, my mum, like, once came in and she knew straight away to find me because she was like, oh, I could hear you from the pan. I was ripping into the boxes like a bloody, like, dog into a dinner.
Oh, so she didn't even know because of your noise. It was your gestures, your movements were making such a velocity.
Yeah, how loud I was being opening the boxes and putting stock on the shelves that she could hear me.
So that's some skill. But it's the ripple, you know, on a hot day you can see the heat coming off cars and stuff. Yours is the ripple of your movements is spreading around.
But exactly, that, or I'm just bloody noisy.
Yeah,
just
but
banging
it's
into
not
it.
Your voice, it's not your... Oh, I just think that's
No,
really...
it's just the way I was just sort of like...
Yeah, oh, she's just... Well, obviously, she's... Because she's lived with you for so long. So she could, well, like, our next, so at home in Cornwall, it's a terraced house, and then our next door neighbour, Mr. Davison, he would say that he knows when me or my brother is walking down the stairs. So he knows my footsteps, my brother's footsteps, mum, obviously not so much my mum's footsteps anymore. So he's our next door neighbour.
Yeah, but how would he know? Because he's on the other side of the wall.
Well, exactly, because we like elephants.
Yeah, but also, but how does he know which one's which?
Exactly.
Because even if you're loud, how does he know that that one belongs to this person and that one belongs to that one?
Oh, that's true.
Unless you got run down the stairs, you're like...
the voice, yeah.
Yeah.
So, so associate it, yeah. Like... the general, like... and then I'm like, ooh, 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 and my brother.
I like to imagine that that's what it sounded like on the other side of the wall as well, that you were actually on, that you were just going to each other.
Yeah. And then he translated it perfect. So like, Harriet's asked what's for dinner. Yeah.
I used to be able to do that with in my house as well. Like, I could tell if it was my dad or my sister or my mum walking up the stairs.
Yeah. But, no. Well, again, okay, but that is... yeah, so that's exactly how your mum would have known. See, I would know it was my brother. Well, usually because I'm with my mum.
Exactly.
So unless if there was someone else coming down, there's a bloody problem.
I think that's
a bloody yeti.
Well, now it's just me and my mum, and also she's got a stair lift.
Well, yeah, so that's quite
for your feet.
Yeah,
for your feet. Like, this.
So then it, you know, I'm
like, I feel like that's my mum. I mean, if I hear footsteps on there, I'm worried. Like
footsteps on the coming down the stair. Footsteps on the stair lift. Remind me that's my mum.
I was getting it out. Footsteps on my stair lift.
Remind me we've got an intruder.
An intruder comes in like...
for some reason, because a Tudor sounds like intruder, so I was imagining that your intruder was dressed like a Tudor.
Like, what do Tudors wear?
Ruff.
Oh yes,
like Mary Queen of Scots. Is she a Tudor?
I don't know. Is Shakespeare Tudor?
Tudor.
It's Tudor.
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 Shakespeare. Tudor.
I don't know. Elizabethan.
Are they Tudors?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
All I remember from Tudors is I did in year four, and we had to make little Tudor houses out of Persil soap boxes.
Which, already, you're starting off very unrealistic.
Exactly. They didn't have soap boxes back then.
No.
And how would they have lived in those houses? And stupid. Stupid.
Very stupid.
Just all my history lessons, I look back and like, I had some good ones, but a lot of them I look back and I'm like, we didn't need to spend three lessons showing Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
It's a 1 hour film.
Well, I was happy.
You were happy. Oh, you love a bit of Forrest.
I love a bit of Forrest.
I've been thinking about it recently, and the more I think, the more right you are, because he'd be so right to you.
See?
And he'd be so loyal. You know, if someone like made a joke at your expense and you weren't even around, he'd be like, he wouldn't just laugh along. He'd be like,
he'd kill them.
What the fuck did you just say about my Harriet?
Yeah, he'd smack him in the face with his box of chocolates.
Exactly.
Yeah, fucking smash him around the head with his calipers.
Oh, yeah.
How many months did his calipers come off?
Freak off.
Oh. And there was a thing that, because at school, when I was growing up, this is how old I am, there was always a kid with calipers.
I've never seen them. I didn't even know they were like.
Yeah.
I've seen them on TV. Telly, yeah. But not in real life.
Yeah, there was a kid in my year and my brother's year with calipers.
What were they to treat?
They must have...
Rickets.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, but that sounds like I'm from the fucking Tudor times.
I mean, Harriet, when you were saying rough and stuff, you remember it from your teenage days.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Oh, my lord. So I didn't even know they were like...
Yeah, calipers. But I don't really know what they... And I like it because it sounds like calipos.
It's a lovely word. You know what? I didn't know until... If you said... if you said, look at those calipers, I could see. If you said, have you seen any nice calipers recently? Without the context of you saying Forrest Gump, I wouldn't have had a clue what you were talking about.
No. Because as well as calipos, it sounds a bit like galloping.
Caliper.
Calloping.
Calloping.
Calloping with
Calop.
You. Calloping with you.
Galloping with the callop. Oh, I've forgotten what it was. Callop.
Have you got any other... Because obviously I brought Edward and Forrest to the table.
Ooh.
Do you have any...
crushes?
What, that's... The underdog crushes.
Ooh. So, in Lion King.
Yes.
You know Corvo, Lion King 2.
Corvo?
Corvo.
Corvo?
Corvo, Lion King 2.
Yeah, Corvo.
I've not seen Lion King 2.
It was my favourite one. The music in Lion King 2. No, it's cracking.
I didn't know there was a Lion King 2.
You're missing out, girl.
In it?
Let's have a Google.
Is it proper? Is it some fucking knockoff?
Is it? It was so good. I loved it. But I think because I fancied the Corvo, like, tiger.
What's the Corvo?
Corvo. So he was brought up by one of the tigers? Lions.
So it's not Simba?
No, so Corvos. So you know the lions that live with the hyenas and stuff?
Yeah.
They're like bad
feral.
Ones. Yeah, a bit more feral and stuff. So he was brought up by his mother with the hyenas and stuff. So he's thought of as like a bad guy. But then he fancies, you know, and get clicks with the...
A gecko?
No, he clicks... Where are you? Where...
You just said a gecko.
He clicks with... clicks the gecko.
Put labels on it, Anna. Don't judge. If Corvo wants to click with a gecko.
Corvo!
So be it.
Wait, have we not heard the song? Deception, disgrace. Da 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 da. Deception. Oh, please watch Lion King 2.
I'm not convinced. Is it on Disney?
I don't know. I've not got Disney Plus or any of that. Like, I'm going to get it, but I'm waiting until, I don't know. You know what I mean?
You
I can really milk it.
You can have, I've got a Disney Plus. Oh, fine. You can have my passwords.
Oh, don't say that, because I know Malcolm in the Middle's on there, so being...
Oh, I do like, oh, do you know what, though? I've got a very good, a tip for knockoff.
What?
Like, you just type this channel, you just, any film, any series.
Is it? Can you link it to TV, though? That's the only... Exactly, because I don't... Like,
if you get a fire stick. Have you got a fire stick?
No.
Get a fire stick?
I have to get a fire stick. I think my sister's got that fire stick stuff. I'll have an ask and I'll have a get. Only if you watch Lion King 2.
Okay.
Just trust me, you will love... I don't even know if that song's in the first one. No, because you know it.
Yeah.
Deception. Disgrace.
You sound like Ronan Keating.
And they sound like it's... I can't play because we haven't got the rights. But just trust me.
Okay.
And you'd love the scene because, like... So Corvo's... So it's the forbidden... It's sort of like the Romeo and Juliet, isn't it? They're not getting on, the families. But one from each of them fancy each other. And then I can't remember why... But like Corvo's over on, you know, the regular Lion King side.
What?
Like he's over there doing a function or whatever they're doing. Like having a party. I can't remember why he's over there.
Yeah.
And then for some reason they banish him back to where he came from.
Yeah.
Like the hyena place, elephant graveyard.
Yeah.
And whilst they're banishing him, all the animals are like lined up, like, you know, when you're playing archers. In like a disco, kiss chip. You know when you archers, in a disco where you like stood opposite each other and you get your arms up and you're like people walk through and if you want to kiss them you catch them.
Mm.
I mean, I say it like it's something I did yesterday, primary school.
I've not done that, I don't think.
You've never played archers?
No.
I mean, now they probably wouldn't play it, like, and maybe they shouldn't. But you'd do it and you'd end up with, like, loads of hair gel in your mouth. Because, because you'd catch the boys or whatever.
Yeah.
And they would swap around and then the girls
would
watch.
Why would they put their heads in your mouth?
But no, you'd go to kiss them and then, like, because it was all... I mean...
How were you kissing?
Just the hair. But you'd go, like, the thing and you'd end up with hair gel because you'd do it, like, a quick, like...
Aww.
And they used to put a lot of hair gel in their hair back in those days, didn't they?
True, true.
Like, what was the point? Oh, yeah, so all the animals are stood opposite each other and then Corfu's walking through them while they're all singing this, like, deception, disgrace. Ronan Keaton comes out. Love this time, girl, of course.
Ronan Keaton can fuck off.
Why?
Because he cheated on his wife.
When?
Well, a few years ago now. After they'd been married for like 20, 30 years.
I'm not having that.
I mean, possibly not 30
What's
years.
What's the point?
I know.
What's the actual point? Just break up with them. Why are you cheating?
I just would have thought Ronan was trustworthy.
Exactly.
Because he can't be that dull. Dull.
What do you mean? What, thick? Like...
No, dull as in boring. And not like... You have to... If you're that boring... then you've got to be trustworthy.
Yeah, exactly, because you haven't got much going for you.
Exactly.
So you need... But boring people don't usually know they're boring. I mean...
Oh, yeah, because it'll always be, you know, like in Come Dine With Me, where people proper, like Lynns, will go, the door, they'll press the doorbell and go, guys, the party's here.
And they're like... The party's here.
The party's here. Yeah.
And in their head, they're opening it like The Great Gatsby. Like, yeah. Welcome to my party.
Exactly. And it's have like... some beige food in real life.
Some hula hoops in a bowl.
Yeah.
Ready salted.
I'm just mad me. Yep. Just proper mud.
Just proper mud. Look, look.
Proper mud.
Oh, I'm not even using a coaster. My boy.
I once went to a house, but you say my boy.
I said, bye boy, but the way like my lips popped. You went on a roller coaster? What did you say?
I went to a house party once.
Why did I think? I think I got rolled a key in my head. I once went on a roller coaster. Sorry.
I once went to a house party and there was this at this girl's house and it was like quite. Wild.
Wild.
But there was just this girl going, just like everyone's there smoking weed, doing goodness knows what. And then this girl's just like, here's a coaster. It's like, fucking coaster's the least of your bothers.
Exactly. Was it her house?
Yeah.
Yeah, girl, just don't have an house party.
She needs to let it go.
Exactly. At that point, just kick everyone out. If you're worried about the coasters, like.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a house party, me. I don't think I could throw one myself unless I was, like, a billionaire and, like, oh, couldn't care. Yeah. And I'd have, like, a separate wing of the house. But, like, oh, I love going to them. I miss them.
I haven't been to one in fucking... But I would always I'd just stay in the same spot for the whole night. People would come and go to me and I would love it like that.
That's me. More social things. Like, I will just stay... Unless you come over to me, I probably won't come over.
Yeah.
I'll just stay and, like, find my safe little cutch.
Exactly. People know where I am. In fact, probably one of the last ones I went to... was when I not long started comedy and I was again in the kitchen, me and Cass from
Tarot.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely Cass.
And I don't know what happened to me though. I dropped two whole bottles of booze.
Why?
One bottle of wine and one, I don't even know whose apple sours there. I don't drink apple sours, but I remember just everyone sort of looking at the noises and the smash and go, oh, there she goes again. It's just, I don't know what it was.
Slippery hands over here.
Slippery fingers.
Were you keeping your hands cold in the margarine or something? What are you up to?
That's exactly it, yeah. Oh my God, I miss it. I used to love a house party.
Same. It's just different vibes, isn't it? And the toilet's easy access. And like, you've got a fridge and you can just sit down. And you can talk to each other. You can change the music. And the excitement. I like the ones where you don't know everyone there.
Yeah,
it's like enough. I like it when it's like you get so much in uni, you go to random houses because again no one would care because the uni houses would be falling apart when you first sign the contract, never mind, you know what I mean, living there. And you just go and you know a couple of people, so it's exciting. So then, but then there's more people you meet and you all do these silly little things. And
yeah, by the end of the night,
oh, I miss it. Oh, Harriet, why don't people have house parties anymore? I guess maybe they are, but well, we're for a different generation now.
Yeah. Although now I don't think, because I don't really drink, or maybe if I had nothing to do for a week and someone said at the beginning of the week, do you want to go to a house party?
Yeah.
I would go. I once went on a night out and then my friend, this was, I mean, fucking, I don't know when this was. Like, I was probably like 20 or something. And then, so I'm staying at this guy's house, lovely guy. Nothing like that, like a theatrical chap that I've done plays with. He's not interested. I think he
imagine him like...
I think at the time he is denying that he is a gay gentleman, but he is a gay gentleman.
You said theatrical, I just imagine him holding like the Macbeth skull all the time.
Yeah, he was. So we went to this nightclub and he goes, we were chatting to these men and then he goes, oh, that's my next door neighbour. And I was like, oh hello, I thought he was quite fit. And then him and his... So he was with this guy and they were going to me, "You are the most beautiful girl ever." And I was like, "No, no, no."
Oh, was it creepy?
Yeah, this was something in my guts because I was very pissed.
Mm.
But I just... Something was off with them. So then... but I did you ever do this when you were younger? But if you didn't know how to get out of a situation, you just snog them. So that,
no!
That's what I always used to do. I was like, well, I don't know what to say. So I just fucking snog you and then just go off.
Is it?
Yeah, I always used to do that.
Good. I was a very awkward teenager. I'd be snogging everyone. Yeah. Like, my fight or flight is constant flight. Like, yeah. My tongue would be...
Yeah,
I would have gotten claustrophobia for a lot earlier. Oh, and I'm surprised you didn't get it for that matter.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't like him, you just snogged.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Once I was so drunk that my friend was holding me up and then she stopped to talk to someone, turned round, and I was snogging someone still with my hand attached to her.
Is it? Get off of it. Yeah.
So then, so I snogged this guy and it was fucking horrific. It was like he was a boa constrictor, like almost at my head.
Ugh.
So then, so... snogged him and then went off, stayed at this guy Tom's house. Then the next day, because he had this nice house, the next day we were on the balcony having breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
And then next door, his fucking family. So the guy, I didn't know, he had a full-on family.
You snogged him?
Yeah. Aww. Because I didn't know that he had... He just said he was his next-door neighbour. He didn't say he's got kids and a fucking family.
Oh, slow rat man.
And then they were trying to... They were clearly trying to have a threesome with me. These... That man going, "Oh, you're so..." And they were just... Their vibes were just off, man. And they were old. They were probably like mid-40s.
Is it? I'm getting into 20-year-olds. Yeah. Doesn't know. Strange vibes. Don't like that. Do not enjoy.
Yeah. And then I was just like... And I looked at Tom and I was like... Because we were just next to this family having a fucking...
Why did Tom not say that?
Well, exactly. Exactly. If you're listening, Tom. You know he's down in Australia, so he'd be listening 12 hours later.
I was going to say, upside down.
upside down with corks just in his face.
Yeah, slapping his eyes. Or would we be sound upside down? How would you sound upside down?
How do we what?
Or would we sound upside down? Like at wheels.
No. Should we go?
Yeah, I need a wee.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
This is the end.
Not for forever though. We're out every Wednesday on Patreon and Sunday on all other podcast places.
Please leave a review and tell a friend because that is nice. Bye.
Bye.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.